Ruth Rainero. I hope this is not the last word. I think this is very interesting, and singing teachers can certainly use any tools that we can get. I'm not surprised to see that the listeners had trouble deciding on strain. I think especially listening to recorded voices, especially for the more advanced singer, it's very often hard to tell whether this is a well-grounded voice or someone who is straining. You certainly have to see them. I'm a little concerned about vibrato as a good and bad, and ever trying to rate vibrato as good and bad. It's used in so many different ways. Jazz singers use it as an ornament. There are extremely good professional singers, classical singers, who hardly use it at all. And then if you take, let's compare Jane Eaglin and Barbara Bonney, how you're going to get a different audience saying, oh, this is a better vibrato, or this is a better vibrato. So I wonder if you can certainly measure whether someone has an even vibrato, mm-hmm. whether there is too much change in intensity, if it's too wide, if it's tight, but trying to rate it aesthetically, I don't know if you have any thoughts
well,
on that.